Parak Chas Mishnah Yud Aleph. V'chein shtei diutaos. If you have two diutaos, diutaos are shurosh shabianim, two rows of buildings that have multiple floors that are one opposite the other with a courtyard in the middle. Zu k'nek zu, they're opposite one another with a courtyard in the middle, and the courtyard is less than 4 amos, meaning it's less than 4 amos square, it's less than 16 square amos. We had mentioned, and when you have that kind of scenario, and you want to spill water into the courtyard over there, in order to avoid it going into the Rosh Rabbah, you have to build an uka. So what happens if Miksasan Asu uka? One, the right side of the buildings, you know, they made their uka, this little ditch, that holds an area of tusa. And we said that when you make that ditch, the water goes directly into the ditch, it doesn't leave, and therefore that's permitted to pour the water there on Shabbos, provided it's just a ditch of dirt and there's no plants growing, right? And we said even if the water does go out into the Shishrabim, so then it's just not your intention, and then that'd be fine. Whereas if you just spilled water in your courtyard and it went out into the Shishrabim, then you're doing a problem of carrying in the public domain from you spilling out that water. Again, you're not physically carrying it, but you're causing it to move in the Rosh Rabbah. So this is what we mentioned, you know, earlier about the uka. So now what happens? One side of the right side of the buildings make the uka, Miksasan lo asu uka, but the left side of the buildings don't make an uka. So Esh asu uka, the folks that made the uka, the right side of the building, so that then mutar, they can spill the water into their courtyard, exposing the uka, and they're fine. Vesh lo asu uka asura, but the people that didn't make the uka, they can't use the other people's uka. They're prohibited to use it. And the Gemara explains that we're talking about in a Mishnah where the other building, lo irvu, they didn't make an eriv with their neighbors. So they're sharing the same chatzar, but they didn't make an eriv together. Even though you can say that, hey, what happens if I just spill the water in my own house? The water will go from my house into the uka and the chatzar, and that's permitted, right? Because I never left my house. Still, because let's say you didn't make an Erev, right? And then you spilled the water, you know, in your house. So then if it drips out, that's okay. Because if you didn't make an Erev and you poured it in your house and then it leaves the house, that's fine. However, word goes there, let's say you're not going to want to make your house dirty. And then you're going to bring the utensils outside into the courtyard. Now you're carrying in a courtyard that you never made an Erev on in order to spill it into this uka. That is prohibited. So the other guys that didn't participate in the Erev can't use the neighbor's uka. Why? Granted, they can pour water in their house and it'll spill out, and that's okay. That we're not concerned, but we're concerned they'll take the actual utensil out into the chutzah and carry it over there within a lot of carry. But of course, Avol Ivruv, they made an Erev with their neighbors. Even though there's only one uka, right? That it can only hold two sa, which is designed really just for one family. It's permitted for all the dwellers to use it once they make an Erev together, because the mere fact that there's an uka there, it serves as a hecker to remind you that you're only spilling it over here and not into the public domain, and that would be permissible. So even though there's one uka and there's two opposite buildings, if they made an Erev together, then they could carry and they could, you know, pour the water into it, and that's not a problem. That concludes Perek Ches. And then moving on to Perek Tes, second to last Perek in Ervin, Mishnah Aleph. We're going to have a small introduction, so here we go. We already mentioned that Kalim, if you have a utensil that is Shafsu B'chatzim, meaning you leave it in the courtyard before Shabbos, so it's permitted to carry that keli throughout Shabbos in that chatzar. I feel even if you didn't make an Erev with the rest of the people that dwell in your vicinity. So what was the whole purpose of an Erev Chatzeros? The purpose of Erev Chatzeros is in order to make it permitted for people to carry from their house to their courtyard, or from one house to the other house. But that's what the Erev Chatzeros is for. But if you just have a utensil sitting in your courtyard, you can move it around the courtyard even if you didn't make an Erev Chatzeros. Okay, so now Ramesh is going to don with Kalim that you left, you know, on a roof or in a courtyard. If it's permitted to carry it from roof to roof or courtyard to courtyard, and now there's going to be a machlokas tanam. So let's begin. Kol gagos ha'ir rishus achas. All the roofs of the city are one domain. Says the kahati shehov ein tashmishin tader, since you don't use the roofs too often, v'im lamal and they're above 10 tefachim. So ein v'hem din chilek rishus, they're not considered separate domains. They're considered one domain. And it's permitted to carry a keli that was there before Shabbos on the roof from roof to roof throughout the town. Even though the people of the town didn't make an Erev together, we just look at it as one giant domain. And in one domain, we just said that you could carry as long as it was sitting there before Shabbos. Chemchol Gagos, all the roofs of the city. Shkol Gagos, all the roofs are like one giant chutzah, they call it. And just like you could have kilyan in the chutzah before Shabbos, then you could move it around on Shabbos in the chutzah. Granted, you can't bring it in the house, but you can move it around the chutzah. So it's over here, if you have it on the roof, you can bring it from roof to roof, because we look at all the roofs as one giant chutzah. So even if you don't make an Erev, it's permitted to carry the kalim. Okay, great. As long as you don't have a roof which is 10 tefachim tall, taller than the other roofs, or a roof that's 10 tefachim lower than the other roofs, because if that's the case, then it's also prohibited to carry from one roof to the next. These are the words of a mayor for the following reason. He explains like this. Mayor would say, whenever you find two domains, and the Hainu Shishachas, they're really one domain. For example, you have a Amud, a pillar, which is 4x4 tzvachim wide, it's 10 tzvachim tall, so that's considered its own domain. It's a Rishus Hayachar, a private domain. Now, if that pillar is standing inside a Chatzar, which is also Rishus Hayachar, a private domain, so you have a private domain in a private domain, right? What could be the problem? Still, it's prohibited Usr, to put, like, you know, your naps, like, Usr Lakatif al Oso Amud min a Chatzar. Hainu lahalos love masa. You can't put a load from the chutzar on top of the pillar in order to rest your shoulder, take a break. Why? I went from my owner's siyachet to another siyachet. Gzeira mishum tal rachav arba, because he has a gzeira, lest you see a pillar which is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim with a 10 tefachim height. Same exact case, but the pillar is not in a siyachet. It's not in your chutzar. It's in a shtarabim. And now we're afraid that someone who sees what you're doing in a Rosh Yachid, carrying from the Chatzar to the pillar, will say, hey, you could do that in a Rosh Yachid, maybe I could do it also in a Rosh Rabim. And there, of course, you can't, because you'd be carrying from a Rosh Rabim into a Rosh Yachid, which is strictly off limits. So, Va'af Begah goes through by roofs, he says now. Kol Zhu Gavor, if you have a roof which is higher than its friend, or lower than its friend by 10 Tfachim, we look at it as like a totally separate pillar. And even though, granted, you know, it may be fine to go from those roofs to one another, we make this gzeira that you might come to do the same problem. You might come to a similar situation where you're in a public domain and you have a pillar which is 10 tefachim above the public domain, and you want to carry from the public domain to the pillar, which is going from Moshe Shurab to Moshe Yachid, which is off limits. So that's the opinion of a mayor. Whereas the Chachamim say, Kol Echad Ve'Echad Ve'Shus B'Fnei Atzmo, every single gag, each roof is its own domain. That just like dwellers are divided by their homes that are underneath the roofs, so the roofs are also a division. And as long as they don't make an Erev amongst them, they can't carry from one roof to the next. There's no such thing as all the roofs of the town being one roof. Okay? Reb Shimon says, Echad Gagos, Echad Chatzeros, Echad Karfefos. Whether all the roofs of the city, whether they're high, whether they're low, whether a courtyard, whether a karfef was a field that they just like, you know, would guard wood there, or just like an open field where they would guard stuff. So, she'enam yotem ebeis sasayim, as long as a karfef is not bigger than two beis sa, so it's gotta be within that shear for the karfef. So, kulam, they all are rishus achas hand, they're all like one giant domain. To any utensil that was left there before Shabbos, because since all these, their tashmish, their usage, is not used all the time. So we look at them all as one giant reshus, and with talta you could carry from all of them from one to another on Shabbos if the utensil again was there before Shabbos. But of course, if you have kalim, your utensils that were in your house, and now you want to take them out on Shabbos into your chatzar, so you can bring it to your own chatzar if you have an Erev, but you can't bring it to another courtyard. Unless you make an Erev amongst both of them, right? And the so too for the roofs, the so too for the karfefs. Meaning this whole special rule here is when you have the utensil there before Shabbos, so even if you didn't make an Erev, it's just, you know, it's subject to its one domain, and we see how far we can stretch out this one domain. But if it's from your house to your courtyard, so then of course, you know, you have to make your own Erev. And then if you want to go from your courtyard to your friend's courtyard, you have to make an Erev together. Okay, that's the principle, and that concludes Mishnah Aleph.